This week, we've featured a series of stories about prayer, what people ask for when they pray, people who pray to remove evil from a specific piece of real estate, why people pray for healing, and scientific evidence as to whether or not that works.
But prayer, it turns out, not only enriches the soul, but it can also enhance the pocketbook. In recent years, an enormous market of religious publications has expanded in books, in videos, and other products related to prayer. Millions of people say they are blessed by these tools, but some critics say the trend trivializes and even exploits the sacred relationship between a person and God. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
In the 1980s, Lee Fogel seemed blessed indeed. Still in his 20s, he was a rising star at a growing software company, traveling around the world and making piles of money. And he says it was empty.
My life, while it looked good on the outside, we lived in the big home on the lake and looked like the perfect family. Sort of inside, it was coming unraveled.
He began to drink and abuse cocaine. His wife, a devout Christian, prayed for him, and Fogel occasionally prayed for himself, along the lines of, "Help God, get me out of this mess." Then 3.5 years ago, Fogel and his wife saw an ad for a seminar on prayer. They went, and in those few hours, he says, the speaker, Becky Tarabassi, showed how prayer could be a two-way conversation with a God who listens and also speaks.
And what Becky did also in the seminar was she sort of gave me a formula. She simplified prayer, gave it some structure and some ideas of why I was praying and how to pray.
Now Fogel and his wife spend at least an hour a day praying, and he says he's seen the results in greater peace and joy, and also in his business.
If we seek first to prosper in our souls, the prosperity follows, and it's no longer important. It's just there.
Fogel is one of literally millions of people who are hungry for prayer and will pay to learn how to do it more effectively. Becky Tarabassi, author of Let Prayer Change Your Life, saw that yearning grow in the late 1990s. She says people are more uncertain about the world and about themselves.
As you get older, you say to yourself, how can I make a difference in this world? And what is the purpose of my life? That begins to set off a spiritual trigger, a search for who am I? What was I designed to do? What difference can I make in this world? And I believe that I bring a very practical system to anyone that says you can connect with a living, loving God. And the response has been phenomenal.
Indeed it was. Tarabassi says she sold some 600,000 prayer workbooks and journals and given seminars to 750,000 people. More recently, Tarabassi recognized that it's not just Christians who are seeking a practical way to find deeper meaning. So she trademarked the program named Change Your Life, which includes guidelines on eating and exercise, as well as emotional and spiritual pointers.
Whether you're looking to improve your health, your relationships, or maybe fulfill a dream, our special series, Change Your Life with Becky Tarabassi, may be able to help.
Helped in part by an 8-part series that aired on the CBS Early Show last year, Change Your Life is taking off in this larger secular audience, with support groups around the country, workbooks, calendars, seminars, all branded with the Tarabassi name. Tarabassi has also benefited financially. She and her husband recently bought a $1 million home near Newport Beach, California, according to real estate records. But she says that's nothing to be ashamed about. People pay for the things they want.
Every single weekend that I'm home, I go to a movie and it's $10. I buy coffee for $3. You know, all the things that you want to do and you find enjoyable and will change your life usually have a cost.
But social critics such as Oz Guinness worry that as prayer becomes big business, it's also becoming just another product.
Many Christian publishers have lost a sense of mission, and it's been replaced blatantly by a sense only of marketing.
Of course, he says, there wouldn't be such successful marketing if there weren't consumers to buy the books. Guinness, a senior fellow at the Trinity Forum, an institute that looks at the intersection of faith and society, says the prayer business is a uniquely American phenomenon. For one thing, he says, Americans have a long tradition of what's called the health and wealth gospel, looking for faith to bring prosperity. Moreover, he says, Americans like to see results, and they develop techniques to get things done. even in prayer.
Now, in the 20th century and today, this comes down to a very simple idea of using religions of any sort, New Age, Christian, or whatever, and you have a spiritual technology that gives you more freedom, better health, expanded consciousness, or whatever.
At the Family Christian Store in Sterling, Virginia, consumers browse the shelves looking for Christmas presents that actually have something to do with, well, Christ. The largest section is Christian Living. That's where the prayer books are. Tyrena Davis has bought a few of those books. She doesn't see anything wrong with the genre.
I guess my question would be, what type of commercialism is too much for the glory of God? If that's the way to get the message out, then I would say I feel about it the same way that I do about the different types of Christian music that affect our living. You know, get it out there. Just have it done in good taste so that when your day comes, judgment, the question's asked, what did you do? You can look at Peter and say, I'm ready to go. So that's really what I would say.
In Christian and even non-Christian bookstores across the country, books focusing on prayer have posted strong sales in the past couple of years, and they often spawn progeny. For example, author Stormy Omardian wrote The Power of a Praying Wife, The Power of a Praying Parent, The Power of a Praying Husband, then turned them into videos. But in the prayer category, one book stands out.
Buried deep in the lineage of David, there is a man who rises out of the pages of history. A man marked for life by his name.
His name is Jabez, and the obscure character in the Old Testament has produced nothing short of a marketing miracle. The Prayer of Jabez is a simple 96-page book focusing on two sentences in 1 Chronicles. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. That prayer, in the hands of Methodist minister Bruce Wilkinson, climbed to the top of the New York Times advice self-help list and perched there for much of 2001. It sold more than 9 million copies in the past 2 years. The two sequels have sold more than 4 million copies. The Jabez video series goes for $99, and seminars are taught across the country. There is the Prayer of Jabez for Women, for teens, for little ones, as well as Jabez bracelets, t-shirts, and coffee mugs. No one anticipated that Jabez would become a virtual industry, especially not the small publishing house Multnomah Press. Joel Needler, who oversees marketing for Jabez, says they thought if they sold all of the first run, 30,000 copies, they'd be doing just fine. But then, slowly at first, word got around about the little $10 book, and it took off.
We heard from a woman in Atlanta, Georgia, that had bought 500 copies of the book to hand out at a wedding. There were many other stories just like that, 100 copies here, 50 there. We've got Christian bookstores from around the country that, you know, were buying case upon case to fill their orders because folks would come in and buy a case.
According to James Kinney, who oversees the Jabez seminars, the book meets a need. People want to think that the God of the universe cares specifically about them.
What Jabez does is encourage them. It says God wants to be personally active in your life, that he is not a God that's off remote somewhere in the outer corners of the universe, but wants to be personally involved.
The Jabez website contains hundreds of email testimonials from people who have prayed the prayer and seen results. Ministry expanded, jobs found, health restored. Tim Stewart wrote one of the testimonials. 3 years ago, Stewart's 24-year-old daughter suffered 3 seizures. In November 1999, he took her to get a CAT scan, and while he waited, he read the Prayer of Jabez for the first time. When the results came in, the doctors found a 5-centimeter spot on the image of his daughter's brain. They decided to operate 6 weeks later. In the meantime, Stewart prayed the Prayer of Jabez every day, asking for God to heal his daughter. On the day of the operation, Stewart prayed and paced. He was alarmed when the surgeon came out soon after the surgery began. Then he saw she was smiling.
And she said, "We've aborted the surgery. What was on her brain on November 29th is gone." And the doctor said, "You have a miracle on your hands."
James Mulholland says there's no question that prayer can heal, but he does have a problem with the Jabez theology. Mulholland is a minister who wrote Praying Like Jesus in reaction to the Jabez phenomenon. Mulholland says Bruce Wilkinson's book on Jabez feeds into prosperity religion, sometimes derisively called Name It and Claim It.
If you look at the end of the Prayer of Jabez book, he is very upfront with saying, if you pray this prayer for 30 days, I guarantee you certain results. Well, that smacks remarkably like some of the info commercials that you hear late at night on television. You know, you do this for 30 days and you'll have abs of steel, or you do this for 30 days and you'll make $1 million.
Mulholland says ultimately this is a selfish prayer aimed at Americans living in the land of plenty who want more, encouraging people to focus on their private relationship with God rather than on the needs of others around the world.
The Prayer of Jabez is two sentences and uses the words me or my four times. When you get to the Lord's Prayer, it's interesting that all the language is corporate. Give us this day our daily bread. You know, forgive us our sins. Lead us not into temptation. This prayer is not just about what would be good for me, but what is good for all of us.
James Kinney, who runs the Jabez Seminars, has heard all of this before. Sure, the prayer says, bless me indeed.
But the interesting thing about Jabez's request is that he doesn't tell God how to bless him. He doesn't say, give me a big car, give me a new house, give me a six-figure income. He trusts God to know, can God use your circumstances to bless you? The answer to that question is certainly he can. But ultimately, a blessing that comes from God is something that happens in your heart.
Tim Stewart agrees the Prayer of Jabez is not a magic formula.
The magic formula is God. The Prayer of Jabez is one tool in that. And it's a tool that if people do it and they don't have faith in God, the prayer itself is only a bunch of words.
The real benefit, he says, is the peace that comes from talking with God every day. And perhaps in these days of terrorist attacks and personal misfortune, it is that yearning for an eternal perspective that has people scouring the bookstores and signing up for seminars on prayer. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.